as well. Let's bring in Marty Baron. Marty, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. Well, we're trying to sort of dig out from what's happened over the last week or so, but I mean, the pile that you have to dig out through is a lot deeper than the Leafs pile. I mean, there's some big names gone. Reinhardt, Ristolainen, and Eichel is still there. What's your read on what the Sabres have done?
Well, I think they've done a great job. I mean, it starts with the draft, right? They go in and they had a pretty good draft class. It started with the number one overall pick, obviously, with Owen Power. But I thought the Ristolainen trade was a really good trade for the Sabres. You know, they were able to get a first-round pick in this past draft. They get Robert Hägg, who is a defenseman that can play on the roster right now. And so that was good. Now, people in Buffalo were excited about it. They thought it was a great return. Now, Sam Reinhart gets dealt to the Florida Panthers. Maybe not the return that you'd expect for a player like Sam Reinhart, but there's a difference between Ristolainen and Reinhart. Reinhart needs to sign a contract, and Reinhart may be a $7-plus million player. So if you're the Florida Panthers, you're saying, hey, listen, Buffalo, we're taking $7 million-plus. We can't give you, you know, our top-end prospect. We can't give you multiple draft picks. Like, we have to make a financial commitment to this player. So I thought they did well with a first-round pick next year and Devon Levi, who we all know from the World Juniors. So I thought they did fantastic with the two trades, and now we wait and see what happens with Jack Eichel. I've said from day one, I don't think Jack is going to get traded. And until yesterday, this morning, I still was, you know, Jack is not going to go anywhere. Now it seems that his agent just said, you know, the conversation we have with the Sabres is that Jack is going to be traded. So maybe I'm going to soften up my stance, but I just don't see how it's going to happen before the season starts.
I mean, if you're a Sabre fan, you were happy when Reinhart was drafted, when Ristolainen was drafted, when Eichel was drafted, and now several years later it hasn't worked out, and this is the ultimate in asset management, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, yes, when Reinhart was drafted second overall after Aaron Ekblad, it was yes, like it was a great player. When Ristolainen was drafted, it was yes, there's a great player. But there's been many draft picks over the last few years that we were excited about. Alex Nylander, really excited about it. Casey Milstead, excited about it. And some may pan out, some haven't pan out, and you need to go in a different direction. I think what Kevin Adams did this year was something that the other GMs in the last few years either couldn't do or didn't want to do, is go into a very specific direction with a younger core. You trade Ristolainen, you trade Reinhart. I mean, Jack Eichel is still in the market, but, you know, either you're going to keep him or trade him. But you're going in a different in a different direction. You're going with Rasmus Dahlin, Dylan Cousin, Jack Quinn. You're going with Owen Power. That's the core that you want to move forward in the next few years. So are the Sabres going to be a good team this year? Nah, they're not going to be a playoff team. Will they be better than they were last year? Absolutely. I think Don Granato as a head coach is going to have a better prepared team. So, you know, it's going to be progression and hopefully a steady progression in the next couple of years.
So, Marty, what you're really saying is that Eichel situation could change, you know, on a moment's notice, because Kevin Adams was saying on the weekend he wouldn't be, there'd be no problem if Eichel was there to start training camp. So he may or may not be there. It's hard to predict, right?
Yeah, it's hard to predict. Again, I find it very hard to think that Jack Eichel is going to be traded this summer for three reasons. One, it's Jack Eichel. You need to get the return and not 90 cents on the dollar. You need to get a full dollar return on the dollar for Jack Eichel. And not every team is going to want to do that. Two, it's a flat cap. And, you know, Jack Eichel is a $10 million player. And not a lot of teams have the cap space to fit Jack Eichel, let alone being able to trade the assets for it. So I find that that's going to be hard. And three was the injury. But now everybody's saying, well, Jack is skating in the Boston area. His agent said that Jack was feeling really good. So is the injury concern less a concern now that it was before? But there's still the other two parts that I think make it hard. And Kevin Adams said, listen, he has a great relationship with Jack Eichel. Obviously, he said there's been some tough discussion and some easier ones, but if Jack is on the roster at the start of the season, like, we're excited about it. He's one of the best players in the National Hockey League, so I think that's where the Sabres are at right now.
Just one more Buffalo question before we move on to the Leafs and the goaltending. I mean, all these guys were moved out, you know, because they either didn't want to be there or it didn't work, and I'm not going to attack anybody's character, but I mean, is the culture right moving forward for the Sabres, in your opinion?
Well, I think that the Pegulas have tried over the last few years to find the right ingredients and the right culture, as you mentioned, and culture comes in many different sizes and shapes and all that. But the Pegulas also tried a few different ways to get the right culture with the Buffalo Bills. And finally, they got to it with Sean McDermott, Brendan Bean, and, you know, they found the culture that they wanted for the Bills, and it's worked for them the last couple of years now, and the Bills are a fantastic team. So I can't say that, you know, they found the right ingredients for the culture right now, but I think they're looking for it, and they're working in that direction. And with Kevin Adams and what he's been able to do so far in the year on the job and now making Don Granato the head coach, I think they're on the right path. I'm excited to see what they can do this year.
Okay, let's zero in on the goaltenders. And first of all, I mean, you've got two guys, UFAs in Buffalo, Hutton and Ullmark. Do you think either one of them winds up with the Leafs?
No, I don't. I think it, and Carter Hutton is a really, really nice guy, and he's a good goaltender. I think it's going to be hard for him to find a contract right away. I think in the last 2 years have been very, very difficult for Carter. He had the injury this year. So I think Carter Hutton right now is not going to be the first wave of goaltenders that are going to go through. And if I'm the Toronto Maple Leafs, I'm looking at a first-wave goaltender to come in and to be with Jack Campbell. So I don't see Carter Hutton going to Toronto. Linus Ullmark could, but I think it's going to cost the Leafs a lot of money, and I don't think that they have that money for Linus Ullmark. They're already tight to the cap. They already cap issues. So I don't know that that's going to happen either. So, you know, the Sabres are trying to sign Linus Ullmark, and that could happen before Wednesday. But if not, I don't think either of those really is a good fit for me in Toronto.
Yeah, you know, you said the Leafs would go after a first-wave goalie, and as soon as you said that, I thought, well, they probably don't have the money or don't want to give the term for that player. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, a first-wave goalie could be in many different type of goaltenders. I think Yaroslav Halak is going to be a first-wave goalie, and he could be a really good fit in Toronto to give that support to Jack Campbell and type situation. He's been able to do it in Boston. And with the age of Halak, I don't think you're looking at giving out multiple years, you know, or maybe you give out a two-year deal, but it's not a four, five, six-year deal at high money. So I think Halak could be a good fit. Jonathan Bernier, I mean, the word is Carolina's trying to sign him. But again, that type of goaltender, I think, is going to be a first-wave goalie, but for different reasons. It's not going to be the guy that's going to demand lots of money and lots of years. But those two, and there's others that could be a really good fit in Toronto that I can see happening in the first wave.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you think in any world Freddie Anderson signs with Buffalo?
It could be. I think that the Buffalo Sabres right now, if they don't sign Linus Ullmark, they have to start fresh. And they have a really good prospect in Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen in the system, but I think it's better for Luukkonen to be in Rochester at least one more year and probably in 2 years from now come up as the backup. And we're looking at year three for Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen to maybe be the starter in Buffalo. So could Freddie Anderson say, I'm going to take a two-year deal in Buffalo and I'm going to be the starter for 2 years, and hopefully I build myself back up to maybe sign another contract, maybe a three- or four-year deal at the end of that? I think when I look at Freddie Anderson, I think there's other options for him in the National Hockey League. I thought Seattle could have been a really good option for Freddie Anderson to go with Chris Driedger. You know, depends what Seattle does with Vitek Vanacek. But I think Buffalo could be an option if they don't sign Linus Ullmark.
Okay, so, Marty, what's your read on Jack Campbell? Because, there's a lot weighing on a guy who's entering the last year of a contract at 1.65. I mean, he's really got to push the Leafs forward. That's a big challenge.
It's a big challenge, and I think Jack Campbell has been waiting for that opportunity. When he got drafted, unfortunately, maturity level wasn't where people wanted to be. He didn't get an opportunity in Dallas because they had two really high-priced goaltenders. He goes to L.A. He was a really, really good backup, Brian Johnson, quick. But again, they move on from that. I think he's done well everywhere he's gone, and he was waiting for that opportunity. And he's a student of the game, and I really believe that he can do it in Toronto. Where I'm concerned, if I'm on the Leafs side, and where the Leafs have got to get a really, really solid option to go alongside Jack Campbell, is, the injury side, the playing of 55, 60 games as a starting goaltender. Jack Campbell's never done that. He may be better off playing 45 games, and you have to find somebody for 35 games. And that may be the best-case scenario for the Leafs and Jack Campbell. So that's why I think the Leafs have got to make a priority a good backup or a good tandem with Jack Campbell. But again, they can't spend a lot of money, so that's a very specific person they have to go after.
I mean, to me, that is the key signing for them. I mean, we could talk about Zach Hyman's replacement for a long time, but without the right goaltender to play tandem with Jack Campbell, that is a big, big void, isn't it?
It is, and again, I mean, Curtis McElhinney, and people know him in Toronto, he was a great backup to Andrei Vasilevsky in Tampa, and he will be a great backup for somebody in the National Hockey League, but he doesn't play a lot. He plays 10, 15 games a year, right? Like Vasilevsky will play 65, 70 games. So that doesn't work for Toronto. You cannot go and think that Curtis McElhinney, even though it would be cheaper, would work for the role that the backup goaltender or the second goaltender in Toronto would need. Maybe it's a Devan Dubnyk. Devan Dubnyk could do it. He's been a number one goalie, so if you need a guy to play lots of games, he'd be able to do it. He hasn't had good seasons the last 2 years, so maybe you can get him at the cheap for a one-year deal, maybe even a two-year deal. So that's the type of player right now that the Leafs have got to look at as the option and goal. And you're right. I think that's the number one priority for the Leafs. You can always find in your system or mold a player to play a role that Zach Hyman did, or find somebody that can round up your defense core. But I think this question mark in net is could make or break a Leafs season. I mean, we all know they've had really trouble getting out in the first round, and people in Toronto are going to go crazy about that. But if you want to get to the first round, you got to be able to get a good regular season. They need a good option in net for the Leafs.
Marty, let's veer off and go back to some of the other moves on the weekend. Philadelphia is an aggressive team in terms of acquiring and moving players out, and they certainly lived up to that on the weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And funny enough, a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was in Philly for a Flyers alumni golf tournament. And, everybody there is saying the Flyers are going to make moves. They're going to make moves. Like they have some players. They have some good young players, especially guys like Provorov on defense. They got Carter Hart in net. He had a tough year. But their forward group is aging, and they need to make moves to win now. So you saw them trade Jake Voracek to Columbus. You saw them go for Ryan Ellis and bring in Rasmus Ristolainen. They traded Gostisbehere away. So, yeah, they're very active. Did I like all the moves that they made? No, I'm not. I don't love all of them, but I can't fault their effort. And I think that's a good thing. When you make moves, you can get lucky. You may win some trades. You may lose some trades. But you can't just sit there and hope that magically it's going to fix themselves. If you want to fix Carter Hart, you got to fix the defense. The defense last year in Philly was terrible because they had lost Matt Niskanen the year before. So you add Ryan Ellis, you add Ristolainen, you're trying to help your defense corps so you can help your goalie. I thought they did, pretty good, considering, they're pretty aggressive.
Sort of under the radar is what Columbus did. I mean, they moved Seth Jones out. They move Atkinson out. Seth Jones to Chicago. That's an interesting deal and big money. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I was very surprised on the money side. I mean, you look at what Miro Heiskanen signed in Dallas and now what Cale Makar, So is Seth Jones on the same level as those two? I don't think so. Now, 2 years ago, I was all on the Seth Jones bandwagon, and last year, it took a hit. That bandwagon took a big hit. So, would I have given him that 8-year deal right now? No, especially since he has another year left on his contract. But Seth Jones didn't want to go to Philadelphia because he didn't want to sign an extension in Philadelphia. So then he turns around and signs it in Chicago. I get that, the brothers are getting together in Chicago, and that's great. But I think if I would have been the Chicago Blackhawks, I would have waited at least 6 months to see what Seth Jones is going to give me on the ice. Is it Seth Jones from 2-3 years ago or from last year before giving him that extension? I thought that was a little bit reckless from the Chicago side.
Reckless is sort of the word of the day, and it only gets worse as we move on to free agency on Wednesday. Marty, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
No, thanks a lot.